A reading from Mark 4, 10-13. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him, Jesus, asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable?"
Two things. You mentioned yesterday that even his own disciples, those closest to him, did not seem to understand what he was saying, and that's, of course, brought out here. But there's another thing. When we hear they may not ever, they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they may turn and be forgiven, is a quote. I'm not exactly sure from where.
It's obviously Isaiah.
Isaiah. But I think this is the only thing I would say about here is that this is so contrary to what we think God and forgiveness is all about, that it's sort of startling to me.
What comes, you have to remember the tradition of where it comes from. I believe it's the first chapter of Isaiah. I could be wrong on this one. But if you remember, the calling of Isaiah is the Lord says, you're going to preach to the people and be encouraged because nobody's going to listen to you. It's God in his foreknowledge, not his plan for his people. He's not disposing them not to believe, but he knows that they're not going to, but he's calling Isaiah to be faithful. Why is Isaiah going to be faithful? Because God wants to give them one more chance to respond, but also Isaiah is setting up a very important part of what Jesus is going to do, and he has to fulfill his role as a prophet. And so Jesus is tapping back into that tradition. We talked about it the other day, using the Psalms, using Deuteronomy, Matthew regularly using Daniel, who has this view into the future. But Jesus here taps back into a declaration from Isaiah, and it's really hyperbole. He's not expressing the desire of God. He's expressing what God knows the people are going to do. They're always hearing, but they're closing their ears. And it's not his desire that they wouldn't have faith, but Jesus knows that this is the heart of man, that we are rebellious and we're stubborn. And now he's going to unfold why there are reasons that we don't hear the word of God. What happens in our lives that the word of God gets seeded in our life and that it doesn't bear fruit? And he's going to unfold it for us in the course of this passage.
Right, underlying all of this is the fact that God's forgiveness is available to everybody.
Absolutely.
So it is hyperbole, but when you were talking, I was thinking of what is it that causes us to not hear? And you call it stubbornness or something of that nature. But what causes that? I mean, what is separating us? Why do we think we're in connection with God when we're not anywhere near it?
Well, and Jesus is going to unfold that over the next couple of days. I just want to say something about the hermeneutic of understanding Scripture. When there's a scripture that's difficult for us to understand, we need to listen to it in the with the backdrop of the major declarations of Scripture. And God declares in his word, he desires that none would perish, but all would come to eternal life. John 3:16, the first verse we memorize in Sunday school, "For God so loved the world." And then it goes on to say, Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but to love the world. And the backdrop of Scripture is God's his steadfast love, his faithfulness, that he never changes. We're always the ones moving away. So when we read a scripture like this, rather than drilling down and making the whole Bible dance to that one scripture, we need to make this scripture dance to the tune of the whole song of Scripture, which is God is pursuing us in his love.